And we'll address item 11A. That's ordinance 2024-06. This is the second reading, amending section 2.40 of our land use and development code. Cliff, would you please read by title only?
Yes, ordinance number 2024-06, read by title only, an ordinance of the town of Fonds Inlet, Florida, amending the land use and development code, article 2, zoning district, section 2.40.1, interpretation of uses and structures permitted, table 2-5, table of permitted uses, adding farmers markets as a major special exception use to the public institutional zoning district, providing for codification, providing for severability, providing for conflicts, and providing for an effective date.
Thank you, Cliff. Mike?
Yeah, thank you. This is second reading. There have been no changes to the ordinance. We're just having to do it five because that's what state law says. If any time you change a permitted uses in a zoning district or rezone the property, then one of your two hearings has to be at five. That's it.
Thank you, Mike. Do any of the council members have any questions on this second reading?
No.
No. Okay, we will open this up to the public for any comments or questions regarding this agenda item. Does anyone wish to speak? Mr. Obeck.
Mark Obeck, 4758 South Peninsula Drive, and Vice President of the Fonds Inlet Community Center. I missed a wonderful meeting last month, apparently, where there was substantial discussion, and unfortunately, I wasn't here to discuss our perspective. So I'll take the opportunity today to do that. First, I thought it'd be a good chance to do a little primer on the community center. You know, why are we even there? The community center is owned by the town, leased to the Fonds Inlet Community Center, Inc., PICCI. We're responsible for the operation, maintenance, and the center, including maintenance service, special cleaning service, utility, internet, and more. Town is responsible, though, for major repairs and capital expenditures. Recently, PICCI funded improvements, including complete interior painting, new steamers, dishes, flatware, pavilion painting, pavilion lighting, Bluetooth speakers, highlight wall lighting, wedding arch, more. And there's a reason for a lot of those expenses, and I'll explain. PICCI is managed by a board of trustees. Up to 16 voting volunteers, emphasis on volunteers, members, comprised of retired and current business owners and executives and parents. We promote within our board open discussion, respect for everyone's opinion, and the avoidance of drama. All critical issues and significant purchases get the full board review and approval by the majority. And part of the board is one non-voting town representative that comes to all of our meetings. Our focus is to provide a place for community activities and a venue for Fonds Inlet and surrounding communities, residents, to have celebrations, whether or not a celebration of life, baby showers, weddings, you name it, we have it. This is extremely important. Community center revenues offset town expenses. Rentals, we do hourly, full day, and full day plus. We do sponsored events that are run by the board of directors, volunteers, and generally their spouses. We also have club contracts that clubs sign up to use the community center, and they pay an annual fee. And we also have exercises there. Bottom line, we save the taxpayers money, because if the town had to do everything that we did, you'd be spending tens of thousands of dollars. The marketing, in order to generate activity, comes from four sources: Facebook, website, a new one for us, eventactive.com, and we just are sponsoring the Island Telegraph that Rod Harder publishes, or authors and publishes. From last month, first let me say a couple things. First, I appreciate clarifying what the Planning Board's charge is. That was made very clear, and that's appreciated. I would suggest that in the future, in the case of a Planning Board member voting against the recommendation coming from the town, that that board member must articulate specifically what their objection is to that motion or to that action from the town recommendation. I think it's important because you might miss, as a town, something that that board member picks up on. So if they explain why they had a problem with it, it comes back to you folks, and, oh, wait a second, we did miss something. I think that's of extreme value. So let's talk about some of the things I heard. By the way, Pat and I were heading up to Pennsylvania. We almost got to our hotel, and all of a sudden, my phone started lighting up. Boy, you were put under the bus. Boy, they buried you. Boy, you should have been here. That they just rolled over you. Let me tell you something, folks. After I looked at the video, it takes a lot to roll over me. Okay, it really does. I mean, I've been in the trenches, industry-wise and everything.
Mark, that's the 5 minutes. How much longer do you think you need to wrap up? What?
Another three.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that acceptable to everybody? Yes, of course. Go ahead.
When I looked at the videos, this is about the size of the bus that I perceived actually occurred, okay? That's it. I have broad shoulders. My mother said, if you take criticism from someone and they don't have the strength of character and ethics, you know what you do, son? You brush it off, okay? Let me talk about some specifics. Anything that Kim Canny or myself did over the last 6 to 9 months has been with the full approval of the Board of Trustees. Period, end of story. People may not like it outside of the board, then join the board. Be part of it. It came up that there was a question regarding Mike's ethics and working with me. Let me tell you something. Mike and I have had issues. We have had issues, whether or not it was the sidewalk expansion or in April, the fact that the town would not take punitive action against the person or persons that deleted our Facebook, which coincidentally just happened to be the same day that the current farmers market got their permit. Not questioning what might have happened, but that's fact. Lastly, last month's representation regarding Ponce and the church's pastor's reluctance to have a farmer's market was an absolute falsehood. I've talked to him multiple times, and this is a recent email that he sent me, which very clearly says, first of all, Mark, no one from our group was speaking on my behalf, speaking for me, laughing out loud. In his vernacular, that means, what the heck are people doing? I am wholeheartedly in favor of the market being in the parking lot. Glad to hear it is still a go. He wants that because it may bring in more participants in his services. That's what he wants. Our America. I'm getting a little patriotic now. Free enterprise system. That's what we have in this country, folks. That is what we have. Do we have one just restaurant, one boat charter, one real estate office, one insurance company, one ice cream shop, one marina? No. Variety is good for the town. It is. Why should there only be one farmer's market? Variety is good. So, with that said, here's where we stand as a community center. We have submitted a special event permit. It's in process of being reviewed. We've created a new Facebook page, Ponce Inlet's Community Farmers Market. It will be an additional tab on our website. Vendors will have access to ensure ease of cleanup, and we're improving the restroom entrances so that the vendors or people that are coming to shop at a farmer's market will have ease of entrance into just the restrooms, not the remainder of the church, unless they're attending a church service there. That's it.
Thank you very much, Mark. Any questions of Mark? No.
No, I think we're already in favor of the farmer's market there.
The one thing I did forget, and I shouldn't forget
this. Interesting discussion, Mark. Thank you.
The one thing I did forget was you might notice last month a resident and vendor of the farmer's market stood up and expressed her personal opinion about some things. Looks like freedom of speech to me. Unfortunately, that very same evening, she got received a text in French, bad French, by the way, uninviting her to the farmer's market because she spoke up and expressed her opinion about how things could change in the farmer's market, in her mind, to improve them. I find that despicable and un-American, absolutely un-American. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, Chair.
J.R. Kessler, 81 Bushman Drive, and since Mark wants to throw me under the bus, I would just like for the public record to say that what I heard the resident of Ponce Inlet say, who is a vendor at our market, that the vendors were very unhappy because they felt that there was not a good enough attendance and they weren't sure of when the dates would be. So one of the things that I felt hearing that is she has every right to speak for herself, and I'm glad that she came to the meeting, and I'm glad that she's invested in the farmer's market as a concept. But I felt to speak for the vendors, when no vendor has come to us and talked about whatever problems they may feel they have, was not right. And I felt this would be a harmful atmosphere for the market to have someone who sits in a room and says, we are all unhappy because of this, and I hope that this is a plea for you to have the market go to Picky, does not create a good atmosphere for our farmers market. Also, I still think this town is too small to have two farmers markets on the same day, but I also would like to point out that not once have we posted anything on our page or on Nextdoor saying anything bad about Picky or the people who are doing this, but I have noticed a lot of things being posted about me and about my farmer's market. So I feel like this is not a respectful disagreement between people. This is a divisive thing that has happened to this town. And I also feel the town council has not done a good job of managing it, because if you do have, you know, you can have more than one ice cream shop, but a farmer's market is a very different thing. The ice cream shop, all the things that were mentioned, are open more than one day a week or every 2 weeks. And there really has been a problem with attendance. And I don't think this is because of the way our market was run. I think it is because there's a problem. Most of the members of the town council never come to the farmer's market. You shouldn't be surprised to know that we have a problem getting people coming regularly. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yes, Kathy Harvey. Oh.
Kathy Harvey, 41 Loggerhead. In response to Ms. Kessler's comments, if there's an attendance problem with the farmer's market, it has nothing to do with this council. It has everything to do with the people that are running it, the two people that are running it, who have disparaged others and created a very adversarial environment in this room and attacked fellow business owners, and that is reprehensible. That behavior is what is causing your decline, Ms. Kessler. Your French note suspending, terminating a Ponce Inlet vendor was so far out of line, and yet you want to throw rocks to others. You need to look in the mirror and see how you did it. And by the way, North Turn put your sign for seat 4 right in front of the Ponce Inlet Farmers Market. You know, let's make this clear. I wish that we could pull that Ponce Inlet name right off of that, because you have no business promoting yourself as anything tied to this town. You haven't learned how to work with people. You haven't worked hard enough and good enough with the people to deserve that. So maybe you should look in the mirror and just turn around and say, what can I do better? This town can have multiple farmers markets. You know why? This is where the vendors make their money. This is not a monopoly. So monopolies don't let people make money. They drive the prices up on the wares and the goods on singular events. So I'm sorry. No, I'm really not sorry. I'm just saying maybe that bread at $8 a loaf will come down if the vendors can come to another farmer's market, and this is a good place for it. If North Turn wants to continue to support that farmer's market, maybe they should change the name, which I went to them and suggested anyways. It doesn't matter. This point is moot. They can come here. They will have a good environment. Mark, thank you for your presentation. I appreciate everything the town did for this, and I hope that they learned their lesson. Thank you.
Thank you. Delphine?
Delphine Pinet for Beacon Court. I would like to answer Jer, saying that I did not speak on behalf of the vendors. I said the vendors did not have the opportunity to have their voice heard, and I did not say that I was unhappy. I just said that we have low attendance, which was negative for business. Now, having two farmers market, I don't see the issue because we are living in a free country. I think so. Actually, I moved from France to avoid this kind of shenanigan. Okay. And now I just say, because I spoke up, I have just been kicked out of the market. That's not fair. But having two markets, what's the issue? Competition? Market competition? I'm going to say that the market right now, which is a North Turn, there is a competition because North Turn starting their branch since we started the market at North Turn. So where is the competition? And there is clear competition in between North Turn and the branch and people, vendors selling food. That was what I need to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Seeing none, I will accept, I will engage a motion. Motion, someone. Second reading.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the proposed ordinance 2024-06, amending section 2.40, table of permitted uses to include farmer markets as a major special exception use in the P1 zone district, excluding 14 of the 17 P1 zone properties on second reading.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Milano?
Yes.
Councilmember Villanella?
Yes.
Mayor Peritsky?
Yes.
Councilmember White?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Smith?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. And now, before the conclusion of our meeting, we have our final 2-minute citizen participation, but it is not to address any agenda item. It is to address council comments prior to the break, what our town manager said prior to the break, and our attorney. Does anyone in the public have anything to say? Any comments? Yes, Mark.
You had to come up to get your bus.
Mark Obeck, 4758 South Peninsula Drive. After you folks spoke, and especially Madam Mayor, you need to find things to do, some more things to do with your time, please. Okay? You obviously have too much time on your hands right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Is there anyone else? Seeing none, it is 5:21. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.